What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week, we're back with another watch party, and we're sticking to our horror theme.
Let's talk about the new film, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Okay, just in case you didn't understand that introduction, let me just say that last week we watched Nope, and we talked about that, which was very good.
Yes.
But this week we're here to talk about Bodies, 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 which is the most annoying title to say because I get tripped up every time I say it.
Bodies X 3 just sounds really stupid, sorry. I think you really just have to go for the full thing.
Oh yeah, I was watching Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
There's no way to say this correctly without sounding like an idiot.
Like, you know, like, there's, like, movies where it's, like, if the, like, the true diehard fans, like, call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to think of an example.
What's like, a good okay, example? You know what? I have an example. So the true diehard fans of our podcast call it
a comb. Right? There you go.
But we are called the coming of age movie or ACOAM. But yeah. You know, diehard fans, we're called a comb.
Yeah. So what do you call Bodies, Bodies, Bodies? Just
Bodies,
Bodies. BBB?
Triple B.
Triple B.
Boom. Oh, we're so good at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was on Triple B the other day. Yeah. Basically. So I might need to start calling it that because I loved this.
We are diehard fans of Triple B.
Of Triple B. Absolutely. So let's just go over, okay, spoiler warnings, as always, if you haven't watched it yet, what are you doing? Go watch it. It's in theaters, probably on some illegal websites. Don't do that if you don't want a virus, but, like, I can't control you.
Use your school laptops.
Not a good idea.
Definitely. That's what I do.
Moving on. If you haven't watched it, go watch it, because we're about to go see the entire plot and talk about our thoughts. Let's jump right into it.
Here we go. So, I don't know, I'll start. So it starts off with Bea and Sophie, who are, like, the two main characters, going to a hurricane party at Sophie's best friend David's house.
Yes, and they are dating. They've been dating for 6 weeks, I believe.
It's not that long.
Not that long.
And when they arrive at the house, we meet some other characters.
Yeah, so they go into the backyard and they see all these people in the pool. They're all just having a good time because they're, like,
they're all, like, chilling underwater first, too, for, like, it's all, like, 10 seconds.
Yes, there's a very cool little montage of them underwater, and I was, like, of course, this is
I thought they were, like, drowning themselves or something at the beginning, honestly, but then I was, like, oh, okay, they're all alive. They're just chilling, like, sitting on the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. So, basically, we meet these 20-year-old somethings, like, 20-something-year-olds, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah, most, we'll get to that. And they're all, like, rich, basically. So they don't do anything. They just kind of just hang out.
Yeah.
That's what I got from it. So we have a quick rundown of the characters. If you saw it, you should know what we're talking about. But we'll give a quick reminder. We have Emma, who is an actress, and she is dating David, who owns the house. Mm-hmm. David is Pete Davidson. So literally he's playing himself. Like,
yeah, literally.
No, yeah.
And then we have Alice, who is, I think, just kind of, like, by default has to be our favorite character because she owns a podcast.
She owns a podcast.
I was so excited to say that line.
Yeah. She has a podcast, and they totally rip on her for it. We'll come back to that. But, like, it's amazing. And she's a little bit, she's not, like, ditzy, like, stupid, but she's kind of just, like, a little bit, like,
she's out there.
Yeah, she's kind of, like, just, like, doing her own thing. She's wearing glow sticks the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that, but I'm really glad it really just added to the character.
Yeah, she's, like, wearing glow sticks as, like, jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Greg, who is Alice's boyfriend, who is, like, 40.
But I think that was, like, their first or second date together. Like, they really didn't know each other that long. Yeah. And then she invited him to, like, her friend's, like, house for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
they know each other, I think they've been there for 2 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, it's, like, even shorter than Bea and Sophie.
Yeah, and, yeah, so we don't really know much about this guy, but he's, like, seems pretty at home, so. And then Jordan, who I feel like she honestly didn't have, like, that much of a
person. She was, like, the, I can't say that word.
No, you can't. She was, like, the tough one, right? Yeah, like, she wasn't super tough. Like, she was, they're all pretty similar.
She was, like, the toughest out of all of them, which isn't, like, saying a lot, but it is. it counts for something. Yeah.
And then we have Max, who we don't actually meet until the very end, but he left earlier because they all got, like, really high or something. They took, like, shrooms, I think they were talking about.
They did, like, all of the drugs. Like, I remember I was, like, counting, like, which drugs they took. They did, like, three different kinds.
Three whole
drugs.
There
was, like, cocaine, weed, heroin, and then random pills. There was, like, a lot of drugs they took.
Anyway, this guy left before the story starts because he basically, like, said he was in love with Emma. So then, like, you know, David is, like, not into that, obviously. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson, he's not gonna support it.
So they had some fight, and then I think, yeah, then David ended up with a black eye, and then
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not fully explained because they were also really high, so it was like,
yeah,
I think it was like at first that David was like really into it, like he was like, oh, that's so sweet, but then like
then he was like, I'm not,
I don't know, stuff
anymore.
Happened. Yeah, I don't really know. So but that's like, you know, that's the background.
Yeah,
then we get to the actual plot. So they're hanging out in the backyard, and there is, like, a little, they're like, oh, Sophie, you're here. Like, oh, you didn't tell us you were coming. You didn't respond in the group chat.
They're very, like, everybody, like, from the, even from, like, the literal start of the movie, everything is passive aggressive. And it's, like, so, like,
uncomfortable, so familiar.
Yeah, it's so familiar and uncomfortable to watch. But, like, they just, like, seem to, like, go with it. Like, I don't know if that's just because, like, they're rich or something, but that's, like, how they always act, it seems like.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, why are you here? Like, you can tell...
We didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, they have something against Sophie. Like, she's been a little bit out of it recently, so I don't know. They're kind of like, oh, okay, like,
yeah,
thanks for telling me, whatever, and it's a little bit weird. Yeah. And then Greg, our favorite 40-year-old...
he steals, like, a really cool, like, big knife sword from, like, David's house that was, like, just, like, hanging on the wall... brings it outside, and then pops open a bottle of champagne with it. One of the expensive bottles of David's size is going to be madly mad.
And everyone's very impressed. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa, you're so cool! And they drink, and they have a merry old time, and Hull starts pouring. Already setting the stressful tone for the movie. Because mm-hmm. it's, like, pouring, and they're, like, trying to get inside, and I'm like, oh my god, like, why did they choose to go to a house in the middle of nowhere during a hurricane?
Party.
But there's, like, they're in the middle of nowhere. They don't, like, don't have a car because Max left.
They've never seen a horror movie. Like, they literally set themselves up for
yeah.
this.
They don't have a car, by the way, because Max left. They have a car, but it's Sophie and Bee's. But we find out something later.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
they make a TikTok in the house because they're bored in the house.
Yes. yeah, they make a TikTok to bored in the... Okay, I'm bored in the house.
Bored in the house,
and
bored.
When I saw that, I was like, no. Like, get me out of here. Like, absolutely not.
It was
not.
The funniest thing.
And I usually have this, like, little rating system in my head where that if characters in a movie make a TikTok, it's automatically, like, down a tier. So I was a little bit, like, off-put. I was a little bit sad. But I was like, you know what? We're going to, like, put it aside and, like, keep watching. Then mm-hmm. they're like, let's play Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And I'm like, oh, title. That's not a good idea.
They're like, oh, what's this movie? And it's basically Among Us in Real Life.
It's literally Among
Us in
Real Life.
Like, one of you is the killer, and then you just, like, go around and kill people, and the lights are off, so you don't know who did it. And then when you find a body, you go, Bodies, 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 and you report it, and then you all gather for an emergency meeting, and then you figure out who's the killer based on who's still alive.
Yeah, and you vote someone out.
And there's lots of accusations, and it gets really, like, intense and scary.
It gets drama. Mm-hmm. So basically, Greg dies. And we're like, oh, no. And they're kind of talking about it for a little bit. But then they're like, B is, like, poking him, and he's not moving. They're like, Greg, like, come on, Greg, like, whatever. Like, so we're like, oh, my God, he's dead. Like, we're like, oh, he's actually dead. Like, it's the horror movie starting.
This is the first kill of the game.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah. But then Pete Davidson is like, oh, this will get him. And he, like, puts a cold drink somewhere on his body. And then Greg
and then
jumps awake,
up.
And he's like, hey, stop it. You know, so it was all just a prank. And we're like, oh, that's funny, you know. Mm-hmm. Ha-ha. Because it's not yet a horror movie. We're just chilling.
Yeah. And then Emma and David, I think David got, like, took more drugs. I mean, they all take more drugs throughout the movie. But David and Emma get into a really big fight. And then David says some really mean stuff to Emma. Then Emma says some mean stuff back. But then David says some really mean stuff. And then the power
goes out. I don't remember what they said.
They got into a really big fight.
What did David say that was so bad?
He called her, like, I think he said that, like, she wasn't her own person. She does everything that everybody else does. And that she's basically, like... He says something about her, like, not, like, being her own person, and that, like, something like that.
Because like, at first, they're just, like, they're, like, playing the game, and they're trying to, like, figure out who it is, and so, like,
because everybody's accusing David, and then Emma's like, oh, yeah, David, it's totally you, and he's like, oh, you never think for yourself, do you? And they get into this, like, really big fight. It's, like, the most dramatic yeah. and weird
And David's
thing.
Like, she's not actually sad, she's an actress, she's acting! And then they're like, I vote David, because the girls stick together.
And then David loses it, it's so funny.
Yeah, so he has to leave. And then, the power goes out. Oh, and also Greg, like, goes upstairs, and he's like, I'm gonna go to sleep, and they're like,
yeah.
Okay, bye, Greg.
He's, like, 40, he needs to go to bed.
He needs to go to bed at a reasonable hour. So mm-hmm. then the power goes out, and they're like, oh, no, and then they're like, you know what, I'm gonna go do this, I'm gonna go do that, and B's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and she's like, where can I go to the bathroom, and they're like, oh, downstairs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes downstairs, and she's, like, looking for the bathroom, and it's a very creepy scene, it's very dark, like, because the power's out, like, how convenient yeah. for the horror movie aspect of this, and there's this very long shot of her just, like, not one shot, but it's a whole little sequence of her, like, going downstairs, like, in the dark, and it's, like, I'm sitting there covering my ears, saying no jump scare is coming.
Yeah.
And then, there you go. Pete Davidson falls on the glass door, and he's got, like, blood, and it's raining, and it's, like, dramatic,
yeah,
and
there's,
scary.
Like, blood just, like, smeared all over the glass, and Bee's just, like, staring
like,
at it.
And then,
she's
so,
like, saying anything. She just, like,
she's just,
watches
like,
him die.
Well, what would you say? You'd just be, like, well, it's for, like, a second.
Cause I would just be, like,
because then Sophie comes down.
Blood! And then, like, yo, man, you okay? And then he's not.
Okay, because Sophie yeah. comes down and she's like, oh, I meant the other, like, the other stairs or something, and then it's like,
and then Sophie sees her best friend David dead.
And they all see, and they're all running outside, and there's this really chaotic, rainy scene of them trying to, like, save David and all, like, crying and screaming, and it's, like, kind of stressful, and I'm kind of not into it. I didn't like
but
that scene.
But then it's low-key kind of funny, because then they just decide to leave him out in the rain and go back inside.
Because he's, like, dead, so they're like, you know what, and then, oh, and they try to go to Sophie's car, but it's, like, locked. I mean, no, it's not locked, it's dead. Because...
Yeah, Bee had accidentally, like, left the light on or something when she went back to get something. She left the light on, so the car battery's dead.
Yeah, but you're like, was it an accident, or did she want them to get stranded there?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this is, like,
The way that they film the shots, like, especially that one with the light, that could have been, like, a very, like, purposeful, like...
Yeah, and so you're always kind of wondering, like, was this on purpose, or, like, are we supposed to think that this is, like, whatever?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that.
Everybody thinks that Greg is the one who killed David because he's, like, not there to be found at all. And then they go to his room to go find him, and he's not there. And they're like, ooh.
Yeah, and they find this, like, what is it called again?
He called it, like, a survivor kit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it was a survivor kit. I think it was, like, an escape something. Like, it was something where, like, if he had to, like, run, like, and, like, leave. Yeah. It's, like, everything that he needs.
It was a go bag.
Oh, a go bag. Was that it? Probably.
That was it.
And there was, like, a map with, like, the mansion circled, and, like, it was just very suspicious. And Alice is like, mm-hmm. No, it's because of the hurricane. And they're like,
because that's just who he is. Like, girl, what?
And then everyone's like, but he is the only one who knows how to use a gun. She's like, what do you mean? And they're like, because he's a vet.
Oh,
oh, wait, no.
I forgot about this scene.
They're like, didn't he serve in the military? And she's like, what? And, like, he's a vet, right? And she's like, he's a veterinarian! Which I think was very funny.
That was a really good joke. Not one of the best, because there was a lot of good ones, but that was really good.
But, oh, actually, that was after he got killed.
Yeah. Sorry. It happened at some point, but it was very good.
It was right after. So then they go to confront him, but he's not there. And then they find him, like, downstairs somewhere, like
he's like meditating because of he can't fall asleep or something.
No, he has a light mask on because he has seasonal depression, so he's doing light therapy.
Oh, and then I made a really funny joke in the theater.
What did you say?
I have a light like that, but I never turned it on.
Oh, I want to try it. I'm like really curious if that was like work. Yeah, but so then they're like, wake up, and they're like, why didn't you say anything? He's like, oh, I had an AirPod in, like, I couldn't hear you. And then he's like kind of joking with them, like, because he doesn't realize the severity of the situation.
He doesn't realize that David's actually dead. Yeah, I think they're still playing the game.
Yeah, so he's kind of messing with them, and they get really scared, and then, like, somehow gets intense, and B kills him. Like, hits him over the head, and he's dead.
Yeah, well, I think he started, like, the girl started, like, getting, like, really, like, attacking him, and he was like, yo, get off of me, and then B killed him.
Mm-hmm.
It was very dramatic, but, it made, like, so much sense, like, watching it.
Because it was, like, just, like, so intense. Like, you, at the point, you think he's the murderer, so you're like, oh, let's just get it, you know, kill him, whatever. Yeah. And B, all of a sudden, is guilty of murder. At least one murder. We don't know if that's the first one. And they're like, oh, no. But, whatever.
Okay, so, like, all the power is out, so they can't do anything. So I think they decide to, like, split up to go find the murderer or something. They do something stupid that's, like, they're not together anymore.
I don't remember exactly what happens.
Like, I know B goes to go get a change of clothes.
Oh, yeah, because she's covered in blood.
Yeah.
So she goes to go... Yeah, she goes to get changed.
I think everybody else mostly stays together, and then Emma and Sophie get in a really big fight.
About what again?
Sophie's drug issues.
Oh, classic.
Because, yeah, Sophie wasn't responding to them in the group chat because she was in rehab for a while, because she was, like...
Oh, right, that is what happened. They get in a fight, and then later, Sophie's, like...
She tries to make up to it by giving her more drugs, which somehow...
No, first she's like, sorry, and then Emma kisses her. Yeah. And Sophie's like, yo, what? And then Emma's like, isn't this what you wanted? And she's like, what? She's like, do you know what's happening right now? Like, no, it's not what I wanted. And it's a little bit drama.
Yeah.
But then we find out, we don't, like, know exactly what happened, but we find out that she, like, gave her some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
It doesn't really matter anyways, because Emma dies in the next, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then Emma is found by Alice at the bottom of the stairs, covered in blood and
bodies,
dead.
Bodies.
Yeah. And there's, like, blood on the walls, like, so she, like, hit her head and stuff. Like, and then, like, did she fall? Like, no, she was pushed. And I was like, oh my god, drama.
Mm-hmm.
And basically now she's, like, rapid fire deaths. Like, so B is, they think it's B because...
She's already killed one person that they know for sure.
And they also don't know her that well. She's, like, you know, new. Mm-hmm. And she said she went to Utah State, but then they're looking her up on the website, like, the
graduation
or whatever. Something like that. And, like, they can't find her name. So, like, you lied. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you don't actually work at this place. And she's like, I did go to Utah State, but I had to drop out because my mom has borderline personality disorder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, but she says, like, she's borderline, whatever. And they're like, and she's like, and I worked at this place, but it like just shut down, but I'm trying to find a new job because I don't want you to be disappointed in me. And Jordan's like, you're really gonna believe her just because she says her mom is borderline? And Alice is like, mental health is a real issue. She's like, I've never told anybody this, but I have body dysmorphia. And then Jordan's like, oh my god, shut the bleep up, Alice. And it's like my favorite line in the whole
I remember the entire theater just lost it when that happened.
It was so funny.
It was amazing.
Bro, there was this girl in front of me who every time someone died would go So, like, when I keep saying Pete Davidson, like, instead of David, like, it's Pete Davidson. When he, like, fell against the window, she was like, it was, like, hilarious.
There was, this, like, a bunch of, like, the teenagers who showed up, like, 25 minutes into the movie, and, like, I don't know why they showed up anyways, because I saw it, like, opening night, so it's not like they could have seen it before, but they just, like, showed up, and then the whole time, they were just, like, on their phones, and I was like, y'all have no respect for this movie at all.
That is so annoying.
It was really sad.
Yeah, so, they're suspicious of B.
And they kick her out of the house.
Oh, I actually jumped around. Sorry. The whole Borderline, I keep thinking bipolar. The whole borderline personality thing didn't happen yet. So,
oh, yeah.
There's suspicious, and Alice is like being blamed. She's like, get out, I don't want you here. Get out, get out, get out.
Alice, I think, is the most like
annoying.
No, like high one.
There. Oh, yeah, for sure. She like kicks her out in like this, you know, high stupor or whatever. I don't even know.
So, B flees to Jordan, to Sophie's car to go hide. And she goes to hide in there and wait.
Oh, because it's pouring.
Yeah.
It's a hurricane.
And she can't get in the house otherwise because Jordan's running around and locking all the doors. And then B gets in the car and she finds a pair of Jordan's clothing in Sophie's car.
You can...
Oh, okay. So Jordan's underwear is in Sophie's car. And B's like, oh my gosh. You are cheating on me. After 6 weeks?
Wow. After 6 weeks, I thought we were in love. Never mind. They're like, we're in love. Because Sophie's like, I love you.
Yeah, and they were
like,
in love. Sophie was in love.
So silly.
And then... Okay, but the best part is that B sneaks back into the house through, like, a dog door.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, the funniest, like, random thing. Like, why do they have a dog door that big? Like, what?
Yeah, so then she sneaks in, and they're like, how'd you get in here? And she's like, oh, because before, she, like, looked in the window and saw Jordan, like, with, like, a gun or something, right?
Yeah, she saw Jordan with a gun outside the house, and she was like, I have to get in and save Sophie, even though she's cheating on me. And then she went through the dog door to go in, and then she's like, everybody, Jordan has a gun.
And she's like, no, I don't. Like, I don't. I don't.
But this is a total lie, because she does.
Yeah, and then it starts getting hectic, very hectic. They all just start yelling at each other. So B explains herself, you know, her whole,
that's
you
when know, the BPD thing comes out.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't even remember exactly, like, how everything led to each other, but they all start, like, yelling at each other. They're like, Sophie, like, you're like, a drug addict, and, like, you, like, went off the grid. So we learned that Sophie, like, basically disappeared for, like, a while, like, while like, going through rehab and stuff, which, mm-hmm. like, you know, if you need that to do it, you gotta do, like, it, like, whatever. Yeah. But the friends also, I
think
didn't like it.
Also, I think it was, like, not, I don't think she went willingly. Like, I think,
yeah, her dad, like, sent her to,
yeah, so, like, she probably didn't have a choice at all with, like, the contact.
Yeah, there was just, like, a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what else happened? They were just, like, yelling at Sophie about it, and then Jordan's still, like,
Alice tried to, like, break it up or something.
Wait, one second. Okay. And then Jordan's, like, says, like, that she was, like, be like, you know, I'm trying to use good words here, some nice words. It's like, you know, Sophie cheated on you, like, with me, whatever. And then Sophie's like, you know why I can't be with you, like, Jordan? She's like, because you use your Google Calendar for everything, like, including
us hanging out
a with different not, word not without me. Clothes on. Basically that. She's like, use your Google Calendar for everything, which is why I don't want to be with you.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very specific insult.
Yes. And then Sophie is like, and then Jordan's like trying to defend herself. And then Sophie's like, Jordan, you don't even like Alice at all. All you complain about is how much she talks about her podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then Alice is like, I put so much. She's like, she was like,
let me tell you first, when I was watching this, I thought the scene was hilarious. Because at first, I kind of thought the Gen Z language and stuff was like real. Mm-hmm. Oh, because also Jordan's like, be like, you're a psychopath, and she's like, don't call her a psychopath, that's ableist. and that's when she brings up the whole like body dysmorphia, like, that, like, don't call her,
like, the health is real, I have body
dysmorphia. Yeah, basically. So I thought it was a joke until then, and it all starts, like, I start realizing that's all just like satire and like attacking Gen Z, and I was like hysterically laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the most I've ever laughed, like, in a theater, like, ever. And then they pull out, like, I work hard on my podcast! And I almost, like, throw up because of, like, the amount of laughter coming.
I was with my friend, and she goes, and I just look at her and I go, I do work hard on my podcast. It's not that easy.
I was saying, I'm like, it is hard.
I spent 20 minutes before the episode writing the script. You know how hard that is for me? I have to block it, like, an hour of my week.
Okay. And then Alice is like, I have to schedule the guests.
Yeah.
I have to, like, what else does she do? That's what I remember.
I'm trying to think, what else do we do?
I was just talking about, I thought it was, like, actually hilarious. And Jordan was like, I only hate listening to your podcast. It's like, just let her have her podcast, guys. Like, if someone told me they hated my podcast, I'd probably, like, remove them from my life immediately.
No, low-key.
They could, like, insult me and, like, bail on me. Like,
you can
everything,
call me an awful
like,
person,
seven,
but
yeah.
If you call the podcast awful, then you're done.
Until the podcast, like, once, like, you are out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, that's my
I don't care if it, like, just don't say it. Just,
but
like, pretend to like it.
Alice is fired back at Jordan and is calling her upper middle class.
Oh,
that's gonna be the
she's,
like, funniest
she's,
part.
Like, this seems my whole, oh my god, my favorite. Because she's like, Jordan, like, your whole, like, you're so proud of, like, going from rags to riches. Like, your parents aren't poor. They are upper middle class.
And Jordan's sitting there like,
no, they're
she's
not.
She's like, don't
like,
you dare say that.
No, they're not. Like, I love how that's the biggest insult in this world, like, to that your parents are upper middle class. It was hilarious. And then, so that, you know, that takes Jordan off. That's her breaking point.
That's when Jordan pulls out the gun and
so
everybody's
then
like, oh, she does have
Alice,
a gun.
And Alice's like, you shot me. And she's like, No, I didn't.
And she held him California. And everybody's like, you just shot Alice. And she's like, no, I didn't. Like, oh no,
I didn't. At that moment, I thought that maybe Alice, like, set something up to, like, explode, to, like, frame Jordan.
Oh.
But,
and then you saw the blood, and you were like, oh.
No, I thought maybe she set up, like, some kind of, they're rich, they have the resources.
That's true.
But then it wasn't, like, so I thought Alice was the murderer. Because I saw all these reviews before, I'll come back to this, actually, because this is more about the review.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so then Alice is dead. So then we have Sophie B versus Sophie and B. Sophie versus B versus Jordan, I guess. They're all kind of against each other on the same team. It's a mess.
For some reason, they decide to go. Oh yeah, I think. Doesn't Sophie get the gun and she like makes Jordan like go upstairs or something? Oh no, Jordan gets the gun and then Sophie follows her upstairs.
Yeah, she has the gun and she's like pointing it at Sophie and Sophie's like following her and she's like, Jordan, it's okay. Like,
and then
let's just talk, like whatever.
And then she like jumps out of the shadows and like attacks her.
Yeah, and points the gun towards this thing, like keeps shooting it. It's very chaotic. It's very scary.
And then it ends up with B and Jordan like going at it and then B like throws her. Jordan off of the banister that's like 3 feet in the air at least.
And then Jordan's like, check her phone.
And, like, that's her last words. And then, because she fell onto, like, a glass table. She's got, like, shards of glass in her and stuff. And then she's, like, literally dead. And she goes, check her phone. And she died. And, like, that's your last words.
Yeah. So then, like, you know, the two of them, they're, like, scared. But Sophie, I think, thinks that they have more trust than they actually do. Because she's like, oh, let's go, like, hide in the closet, whatever. And then, like, go in the closet. And then she, like, touches B. And B, like, jumps. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you frightened me or something. Or, like, you startled me or something. And then she, like, touches her again. And she's like, she jumps again. And they're like, yo, what? And then B, like, leaves. And she's like,
she's like, I can't trust you.
Yeah, so they basically, like, she's avoiding her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might, I think this all happened overnight, or, like, something. I forget the exact, like, timeline. But now it's the next day, and the storm is over.
Oh, no, they're, like, B, like, hides from Jordan for, like, from Sophie until the morning.
Yes, that's what happened. And then she, so then they find each other, like, they bump into each other again. And Jordan, like, I keep saying Jordan. Sophie, like, hugs her. And she's like, oh, like, I couldn't find you, whatever. And B was like, I've been looking for you. Like, that's biggest lies, like, top 10 lies told this year, like, that, like, right there.
And then the gun clicks.
What?
Didn't B have a gun? Or am I making that up?
Oh, no, you're right. She has a gun.
Then the gun
clicks. And she's pointing it at Sophie, and she's like, give me your phone. Because right now the biggest issue is, are you cheating on me?
Yeah. So not that there's a murderer.
She's like, give me your phone. And then you think, she goes to give it to her, but then she, like, throws it across the...
It ends up, like, in the dirt, so then they both go and run it, and then it gets thrown in the pool. Then it gets out of the pool, then it gets thrown
in the mud again. And they're, like, in the pool. Like, it's, like, a mess. It's, like, covered in mud.
Yeah. And then they're all searching through the mud for this phone, and they find the phone, and they open it, and
Sophie's like, this isn't my phone. And then they look over, and they see David on the floor. They're like, oh, it's David's phone. So then B goes over, opens his eyelids.
I was like, they couldn't have just let him die with his eyes open.
It was
like,
very funny. She opens his eyelids and unlocks his phone with Face ID. And then we see the last thing on the phone is a TikTok that was not posted. It was just filmed. It was, like, filmed and, like, it was on the editing stage, whatever. And it's Pete Davidson holding a champagne bottle and this knife thingy.
And he's trying to do
I'm bored really in the house. And he's trying to do this. First, he's just dancing with this sword thing.
And he's trying to do, like, a cool champagne pop.
Yeah, he's trying to be like Greg. And then he messes up. He's trying, like, 7 times. Like, the sound's going on for, like, 30 seconds.
And you're just waiting.
And then he does something wrong and, like, slashes his neck.
And, and that's how David died in the movie. And there was absolutely no killer at all. And it turns out that, like, Emma just, like, fell down the stairs because Sophie had given her a bunch of drugs.
Sophie admits that she, like, gave her a bunch of drugs. And then she, like, so because of that, she, like, slipped and, like, hit her head a bunch of times.
Yeah.
We think it's Max, because we think Max is, like, mad at them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then he walks into the back, and he's just like,
what?
Whatever. And then the pool fountains start going on again, whatever.
Yeah.
And B's like, I have reception, because the power's back. And then it's like,
That's how the movie ends. I think that is, like, the best way they could have ended that movie.
I was like, some people think it's, like, an unsatisfying ending. I think it's the most satisfying ending.
I think it's the funniest way they could have done it.
I think it's... I honestly found it more satisfying. Like, during the time when Jordan and Alice were fighting a lot, I was like, see, if it's either of them, like, I won't be happy with the ending. Like, I didn't want an answer. I loved that there was no answer, that they were all just went crazy for no reason. Because
mm-hmm.
It kind of made it, like, it was, like, a horror movie, but, like, not a horror movie.
It was a horror movie based on gore, but, like,
there was nothing scary about it.
Yeah.
The only real murderer was B, because she killed Greg, but that was almost out of self-defense.
It wasn't, I wouldn't call it, like, enough to be self-defense, but I see
what you're but it was, like, she was just trying to protect him. Like, she wasn't, like, trying to kill him, like, for no reason.
It wasn't intentional.
Yeah, like, it wasn't just, like, oh, I want to kill you. It was just, like, she thought that he was the murderer, so she was, like, I gotta protect us.
Yeah.
So, so now we're gonna talk about our thoughts a little bit. Do we want to start with acting or with the plot?
We can start with blocks. We just covered that.
Yeah. So, like we just said, it's horror but not horror, which I love. And I think that if I didn't know it was, like, I wish someone was able to tell me, like, actually, no. I like how I'm not a huge fan of horror. I don't like gore. And there was gore, but it wasn't even that bad. There wasn't, like, any crazy blood besides, like, David's death,
David I would say. Died, yeah. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, that was kind of it. I can't remember. I think at the end, Jordan was a bit gore with the glass sticking out of her. That was definitely a bit much for me because I just don't do well with that. Mm-hmm. But, like, other than that, I think
but it wasn't fine. Anything, like, crazy. Mm-mm. And the whole concept, like, isn't scary because there's no actual murderer, which but you don't know that until the end. And, mm-hmm. like, I think that's just, like, so perfect, like that they were just, like, so, like, paranoid and so, like, such awful people that, like, everything went wrong. Because, like was in the beginning, that... they're very passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm. But then with this, they become aggressive. The passive mm-hmm. is gone.
Wow.
Deep.
I think the fact that, like, what you were saying, how they're, like, also, I completely lost my train of thought here, so I'm just gonna say words still comes back to me.
Paranoid.
Want me to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know what you were gonna say. But yeah, they were all just, like, insanely paranoid and, like, scared that they all just turned on each other. Like, they're, like, lifelong friends. And then all of a sudden, just because of, like, they're scared, they're all, like, killing each other.
The fact that they had absolutely, like, no trust in each other at all, like, it shows how fake, like, that those friendships were. Like, literally, they immediately thought that every other single person there was the murderer.
And, yeah.
Like, the secrets they've been holding on each other just came out like that. Like, there was nothing else there. I hate
listening to your podcast. Bro, that's... I wake up screaming.
Do people hate listen to our podcast?
Definitely.
Oh my God.
Hello, haters. It's okay because you're giving us money because we get paid per listen. Anyway.
Yup.
Not a lot, but we
make tons of money.
Cash dollars.
Cash dollars, y'all.
Anyway, and I think both of our, like, one of our favorite parts of this was just how much it was tearing apart Gen Z.
I think the best part was that I didn't even find it, like, it definitely tore Gen Z apart, but in a different way than so many other movies and shows have tried.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because these actors were older and not, like, 14 years old doing it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But, like, I just cannot stand, like, the...
Okay, there's this show that I watched that I'm obsessed with and I love. It's called Never Have I Ever. I've talked about it nonstop recently. But, like, it's so good. But it's so good because it's so cringy because of all, like, the funny, like, Gen Z jokes they put in there. Like, it's too cringy. This, like, was not cringy at all, but it made fun of it so perfectly and, like, so... It just felt so, like, real. I think that was my favorite part about the movie.
Well, like I was saying, when I saw the first TikTok, I was, like, disgusted. I was like, no, absolutely not. Like, there's no way I paid to see this movie. But then, like, it immediately turned around, like, and it just shows, like, it was all just, like, making fun of it. And, like, even, like, the podcast, like, everyone has a podcast now. And it's just, like, so funny. Like, not, like, it's just, like, such a, like, what? Yeah. Like, it's just, it was just, like, hilarious. And, like, the whole, like, your parents are upper middle class. Like, oh, that's, like, that was that's ableist. Like, it was just so funny. And also the fact that, like, a lot of it was based on phones. Like, they're like, oh, you didn't respond to the group chat. And, mm-hmm. like, they're using phone flashlights for lighting the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I saw this thing, a review where it was, like, the real, like, miracle was that the phone flashlights lasted the whole night.
Honestly.
like the batteries. Which I was...
They totally had those, like charging phone cases.
Yeah, probably. Like, they're rich. They don't... Yeah, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... It was literally Real Life Among Us. I just need to make a note of that. Like, the second, like, that part started, like, when they were playing Bodies, Bodies, Bodies,
they explained, like, Bodies, 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 and I was like, oh, so they literally have, like, the report button, they have, like, the emergency meetings, so, like, what are they missing here, the different colors? And then I was like, oh, well, Alice has all of the colors as her glow sticks, so
I guess we're all set. I literally said, I was like, they should each be named a color. Like, just literally make it Among Us.
That's literally all they were missing.
And the thing is, like, this was, like, in pre-production, while Among Us was very popular. So, like...
There's a really good chance
that it was completely based off of Among Us.
I think, honestly, it definitely could be. Unless it's, like, a real game that people play and that we are just, like, completely oblivious to.
I think it is, but, like, they probably, like, saw Among Us and, like, oh, let's make it, a, you know.
They just were like, oh, Among Us is popular. That would be a cool movie.
Yeah.
And they did it.
And I also love, a little bit, like, contrary to, like, Nope, which we watched last week, this one was very easy to follow. Nope wasn't too bad, but it was, you did kind of have to think a little bit, and this one was, like, very upfront, while still, like, not being, like, too painfully obviously, like,
they're easy. Two very different movies, because Nope is more of, like, a, I think philosophical is the wrong word for it, but it's very, like, deep, and everything has a meaning, whereas this one, it was just kind of, like, a movie to watch, and it's, like, oh, this is literally hilarious.
Yeah, but even though it's, like, basic, like, I feel like it still says a lot. Like, just, like, how they all went crazy against each other for, no reason. Like, that was... I loved it so much.
It was definitely an amazing movie, I will say that.
And I'll talk about the cast a little bit. One thing I will say is that I was... I, like... the reviews for this, everyone's talked about, like, oh my god, like, Rachel set, and, like, I love you, like, she carried the movie, like, yeah, she played Alice, and they were, like, obsessed with her, saying she did an amazing job, but I didn't know those reviews existed. I watched the movie, and I was, like, told, like, oh, like, Alice was, like, you know, doing her thing, and I was like, I don't think she's doing that well, but I was told, like, oh, no, like, reviews say that she's, like, the best character, like that she was the best actor, and I was like, yo, what? Like, so then I assumed that she might end up being the murderer, because I thought maybe she'd have, like, a cool, like, thing at the end. She wasn't bad. In the beginning, I didn't kind of catch on that she was, like, high the whole time, and so I thought she was being a little bit, like, overacting, but, like, she did capture that, like, essence well, but there wasn't anything super-duper special, so I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, I agree. I think all the actors pretty much did, like, I don't think anybody in this particular stuck out really much to me. Mm-hmm. I think they all did phenomenal jobs. I wouldn't say that one did better than the others, but nobody did bad. Like, I think everybody did an absolutely amazing job. They all made it feel like, again, one of my favorite parts about the movie is just, like, the realistic aspect of it. I think that the acting definitely brought that through.
Yeah, it felt very realistic. Like, it didn't seem like so many movies recently, like, I mean, I guess, like, not, like, really good movies. The script
always just feels so, like, forced recently. And, like, this one, it didn't feel like anything was forced. Like, the emotion in, like, the podcast lines and, like, the ableist stuff.
That was
hilarious. It was perfect. It was there. They hit the mark. It was great.
Yeah. I think we want to talk about the little, like, stunt cast that was Pete Davidson. Like, that was hilarious. I'm not going to lie.
He was the reason that I ended up seeing this movie, just because I've been a Pete Davidson fan since, like, 2020, like, before everything, like, before he got together with Ariana Grande, I was like, that's my guy. Then he did, and everybody started liking him.
He got together with Ariana Grande before 2020.
I don't know, I was, like, a big SNL watcher on YouTube in, like, 2019 or some crap, I don't know. But I love this guy. And then he was in this movie, and I was like, I need to see this, and I went, and he was in it. And I was very sad that he got killed off early, because I was like, oh, like, I kind of came to see him, and he's already dead. But I was surprised they called him up early, because I figured he would be, like, the stunt guy who was there to, like, for at least, like, half of the movie or so.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but at the same time, like,
I kind of like that they didn't do that, because then it shocked everybody.
Yeah, and at the same time, it just made it, like, it made it so much better when at the end, like, it was him. He was playing himself. Like, at the end, when he was, like, just caused everything by, like, messing up and, like, trying to be, like, funny. It was so perfect.
I think that's, not to be rude to Pete Davidson's career, but I think that's going to be what, like, a lot of his movies or any, like, feature shows that he does are. Because I feel like, I haven't seen King of Staten Island, but from what I've heard, that's pretty much, like, around, like, the same.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. I watched, what is it called? Big Time Adolescence. That should
be our next watch party.
King of Staten Island?
Yeah,
maybe. I watched a movie called Big Time Adolescence, which is, like, him and Griffin Gluck. I don't know if you know, but whatever. But it's this, like, younger kid, like, a teenager. And he basically, like, he's, like, a really bad influence on him. And he's, like, it's, like, he plays himself again, and it's, like, very funny. So, yeah, he's very good at playing himself. But he did a great job.
He definitely did
a good job. I loved the whole cast. I thought everyone was good.
One thing I wanted to say about the advertisement of this movie. I don't know about you, but I saw a bunch of TikToks for this movie. Like, I kept getting TikTok advertisements for it, and it was every character saying, like, describe this word in this movie in three words, and all of them were like, oh, it's this sexy, hot, new movie that you all have to see. It wasn't really that.
There was, like, one makeout scene in the beginning, and that's about it.
And there, like, I was expecting it to be, like, I thought there was going to be, like, a lot of it, so I was like, oh, okay. And then there was, like, nothing, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, Julie was extremely disappointed.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, like, now I'm just kind of, like, that I thought was interesting how they marketed it, and it was, like, completely, like, not that at all.
Yeah, I did hear a lot of people, like, I didn't see the trailer beforehand, I just watched it because I saw Julio's review for it on Letterboxd, and I saw, like, a bunch of reviews, people saying it was cool, and I read the description, I was like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. So I knew, like, nothing going in, so that's, like, really cool. But people said that the trailer was, like, totally misleading and, like, did not do the movie justice, which is, like, sad because it was very good.
Yeah, I definitely think that they could have, I wonder if they did it on purpose, and they just kind of, like,
made a bad trailer on purpose.
Maybe not the trailer part, but, like, the advertisements on, like, social media and stuff. Because then that also speaks to the Gen Z. If you do the bad advertisement on social media, but then people still see it.
I doubt it.
I think I'm onto something, but I don't know how to say it.
Okay. So, what do you rate this movie out of 10?
Overall, I'm really stuck between a 9 and a 10. I don't want to give it a 9.5. So, like, I don't know.
I like how that's what I said.
That's why I'm trying not to give it a 9.5.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking, like,
well, I'll say mine, and then you can think why.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I might end up giving it a 10, because I really don't think I have anything wrong with this movie.
Yeah, I just want to give it a 10, because I feel like there are other movies that I like a lot better. Not a lot better. I've really liked this movie a lot, but I do want to give it a 9.5, just because, like, it wasn't, like, it's really close. It's, like, a 9.7. It just didn't have that, like, extra.
We gotta talk about the music.
Music was weird, man. Music the first was song, interesting. I can't even say the name of the first song, Cause
yeah, no, we can't.
Like, look up the soundtrack. Like, it was very weird. It was very, like...
I have listened to the soundtrack since. It's really good for long car rides.
Ew, no. It's, like, it was kind of uncomfortable. No, it just gets
you pumped up, and I'm like, yeah, let's go. A little bit,
yeah. Very uncomfortable. But there's, like, a Charlie XCX song in the end that was, like, written especially for the movie, like...
Yeah. So... that song was good. I think there were two. They were good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I would give, like, an output, like, 7-ish, just because, like, there was something, like, really wrong with it, but there was also just, like, it is, like, a little bit more of that, like, it factor to be, like, a 10 for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think... I guess I'm going to end up giving it a 10 out of 10. Because oh, wow. I honestly...
See, on Letterboxd, you gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did?
Yeah.
I have to reread my reviews. You're literally a fake
fan. You're a fake Triple B fan.
Okay, whatever. I'm shooting them up right now. I absolutely did love this movie. I don't think I mentioned anything that I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing wrong with this movie. Why would I give it...
It was very good. It was, like, a little bit cringy at some points, but that's what it's supposed to be, so...
Yeah, I think that's what made it.
Yeah.
Because awesome. I love watching cringy things, so, like...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I said this movie was really amazing. We're editing this. Give it... I give it a 4.5 out of 5. It's not...
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, anyway. Well, if you haven't watched it for some reason, but you're still listening, go watch it. If you've already watched it, watch it again. Send us all your thoughts about it, because we want to hear everything you have to say, because we love talking about movies like this.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. And, yeah. If you want to go see the Bodies, Bodies, Bodies ad on TikTok, and while you're there, you should check out our Instagram and TikTok. Man, that was a really bad one. It's at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. Follow us there. Hear about new episodes we have coming up, because totally have them planned as of right now.
Interact with us. Next week, we're going to be in...
Ooh, vacation.
I was going to say where we were. We're going to be in vacation together for a week, so we're going to have lots of... crazy antics we'll post.
Maybe we'll do a first YouTube video. We could do a vlog.
First YouTube video. You know we post on YouTube, right? Like,
yeah, but like a vlog.
Oh, yeah, a vlog. Maybe we'll make a vlog. Who knows? Anyway, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week on a coming-of-age movie.
Can we make a vlog?
I'm leaving that in.